Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the gentleman we call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the star of our program, the American icon, and he looks so good today with that frown on his face, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, you know, welcome. Hi. Welcome aboard, folks, and you too, Mike Horn.
Thank you very much,
you,
Fred.
You keep showing up, and it's
I'm here with you, Mr. Dreyer.
And, you know, I could never, being a sequestered player, could have never established a safeties record because I would not have been able to be at the ballpark.
That is very true because of the coronavirus outbreak. This is really getting me down, Fred. How has your week been going?
I'm pretty well fed up, actually.
Really? You were fed up last week. I can imagine.
Yeah, I was
it's
fed
just
up.
Boiling up inside of you, isn't it?
Well, look, I mean, it's not like you're, you know, when you're doing God's work, and we're being told that we are doing.
Yes,
we're actually being told to prance along lockstep to a politic, and I thought that 3 months ago, 2 months ago, 3 weeks ago, and I thought about it this morning, and it's as true today at this very moment that we go on the air than you could ever imagine.
There you have it.
This is a scam of all scams, and I don't care what you say. Oh, Fred, you're so insensitive. I had some, my neighbor, you know.
Your neighbor said that?
I said, you know, why? I yelled it to him. How you doing over there, Fred? And I said, I don't like being scammed. How about you? Oh, you shouldn't say that. People are dying. Well, you know, if I didn't say anything and I stayed home and did nothing like I'm doing right now, like I'm being told to do, people are going to fall off a building. They're going to buy.
People will be dying.
They're going to be dying left and right, and there's nothing you can do about it. Should we now investigate all dental deaths and now shut the country down?
Your thoughts on that, please. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to email him. We're going to get to emails in the show in a segment this week. Email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Attention self-employed individuals, 1099 independent contractors, and small business owners. If you missed the first round of funding from the Coronavirus Relief Program, you now have a second chance. But do not delay. Funds are limited and you need to take action right now. Thanks to new federal funding, you can receive an advance of up to $10,000 deposited directly into your bank account without ever talking to a bank. We're SBAQuick.com and we're here to help. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 to speak with a representative and learn if you or your small business qualify for funding. There's no obligation and no banks to deal with, so don't miss this opportunity. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive. That's 888-SBA-NOW-8 or visit SBAQuick.com. Call 888-SBA-NOW-8 and learn instantly how much money you can receive.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy esports app for player props, and they are currently offering contests for CSGO, Dota, and League of Legends matches. Choose 5 over-under props for a player's stats to build your lineup. The riskier your choices, the more your selection is worth. They've already awarded over $1.2 million, so rack up the most points for your chance to share the prize pool. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, thrivefantasy.com. Use a promo code AI at sign up today for an instant free $10 credit. That's Thrive Fantasy with the promo code AI. Come prop up now.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yeah, it's yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dry. I got people already checking us out on Facebook Live and YouTube. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, Periscope and Stitch and all the channels we feed there. Roku, Tiki Live, Beverly is there, Bruce is there, Zach, Leslie, the lovely Leslie from Michigan. She's from Michigan. You know they have that strange governor.
Bad governor.
I knew you were going to say that. So she said, listen to this, I am angry and fed up too. She's already commenting on your comments.
Of course.
I think we're all starting to feel that way.
You know how many people out there can think for themselves? God bless. This is wonderful that we would get some foot traffic here from people who are like-minded. But it's beyond the pale how much the people are being manipulated and engineered to do the bidding of this globalist politic. And that's what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Don't doubt that comment. Believe me, more and more people now are coming forward. They're coming forward now realizing, hey, this is BS. There's no way out of this. Look at the amount of people. Look at the roster of people that attempted to commit murder on this president the last 3.5 years. That's the same group of people, plus those two doctors, the one with the scarf and the other guy, the little guy.
Dr. Bricks and Dr.
The little guy
Fauci.
That won't stand up. The guy keeps this.
Dr. Fauci's Fauci, been
yeah,
with
he
many,
keeps,
many
yeah,
things.
He keeps,
I mean, there were some.
Sitting down. But no, yes. but these people are the ones that are now taking over the helm. They're telling people now, well, here's what you have to do. You better get used to it. It's a new normal now. And I don't think today is the day that we're going to make any kind of announcement that we're getting better. Well, how about telling us the truth about who's dying? You know, they make an announcement here that 32,000 people have died. I want a breakdown of the people who are susceptible,
the at-risk people,
the people who have preconditions,
the preconditions.
I want to know those people. And do you know that hospitals are now being paid money to put people who have died in the virus list? They're over there on the virus list.
Well, in other words, some of them are not dying because of it. You're talking about those doctors in Bakersfield that did a video talking about that they were encouraged to go ahead and when somebody passed away, say the coronavirus had something to do with it. They got taken down off YouTube. They just had a statement. They were talking about some stuff.
That's right.
And that free speech was taken down.
You wonder why we're not on YouTube. You know?
Well, let's hope we are. Anyway, we got stuff to talk about here today. First off, the White House, the medical officers there at the White House. Yeah, they're talking about the coronavirus task force there. And Asima Verma, who's the member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force and the administrator for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, the call was to go over how sports would play a role in the plan the president has for opening up America amid this whole coronavirus pandemic. And Verma has updated league medical officials on the latest testing availability, encouraged them to follow guidelines established by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. First thing up was, they say, the PGA Tour, because people are spaced out there on the PGA Tour. So get that going again, because, you know, they don't have to stand next to each other.
How about Huntington Beach?
Well, they're not. The governor of California is not allowing you to go to the beach yet.
You can't go on the sand. You can't lay down on the sand.
Correct.
And you can't gather on the sand. But you can walk on the sand. But you can't lay down.
Can you walk on it, but you can't lay down?
Yes, you can go out on the sand. You can also go on the bike path. You know, you can walk on the bike path. But
can you go in the water? No,
I don't think so.
I don't think you can. I think they got a little upset that some people, you know, last weekend, at least on the West Coast, there were pictures of people on the beaches of the West Coast, and the governor of California got a little upset because people were out there not supposed to be
upset
on the beach.
Look, I get
the fact that we have to space out and do this, but I also get the fact that at some point we got to go back to living, and so when is that cutoff? And I think that's what they're grappling with. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, he errs on the side of extreme caution, and he said that it isn't yet the right time for sports to return to action here in the country amid our coronavirus pandemic. He had an interview with James Wagner and Ken Belson of the New York Times, and quoting Dr. Fauci, said, "I would love to be able to have all sports back, but as a health official and a physician and scientist, I have to say right now, when you look at the country, we're not ready for that
yet. We're just not ready. I'm sorry. We're just not. You can't go to the beach, folks. I'm sorry.
They're talking about trying to get some things back together, the NBA, the NHL. I had Jim Fox on one of my shows this week. He says he thinks maybe it comes back in July.
I'm hoping against hope.
That they come back. Sports leagues could look to mitigate the risk of holding games without fans in attendance. And Dr. Fauci said it's possible at some point that leagues could gradually transition from no fans to a full allotment of fans in attendance. But he said it's no guarantee. Well, nothing's really a guarantee. I mean, the other side of this whole thing is not a lot of information, Fred, to echo what you're saying. Some people that they say have already had it have built up antibodies to it, and the body is an amazing beast here.
Herd immunity.
It goes ahead and starts fighting and builds up the immune system. So we should be building up our immune system all the time.
You're right, but listen to this just for a moment.
Yeah.
The human race has lasted over 12 million years on herd immunity. We didn't have drugs then. They built up an immunity by being out there and mingling and getting sick, dying, building up immunities to different things. And that's what has to happen now. You have to put people together. You know, they say that they think that the virus was here in California 6-8 months ago.
Yeah, in September, October,
yeah,
November.
And nobody knew anything about it. And one of the reasons our death count is low is because
we might be on the other side of the curve.
Because we're on the other side of the curve, but we've got a heck of a lot of it's just too maddening. You know, to have to tolerate this manipulation, and we have to do it. So we have to be a big boys, and that's what we'll do. I'll go along with it. By the way, I have a nice mask and a set of rubber gloves in
the
car.
You picked them up?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay. We're over 6 feet away, so that's why we're not wearing our masks here right now. But it's
right.
Required. We broadcast from Hollywood, California. It's required if you go out to a store or whatever, you got to put your mask on, right? You got to put it on. And
well, that's what they say. Yeah. I mean, when I go out amongst people, I put it on. If I go to the store, I do that.
My neighbors, the Dalton gang, have for some reason worn masks all the time when they go to the bank and the store.
Yeah.
But they've been hunted by Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke for years. Just thought I'd bring that up.
Thanks.
Now, Roger Goodell, when we come back, we should talk a little bit about some of the things going on here on the show. He's not taking a salary during the pandemic.
He's not. Gosh.
Yeah. So,
he only makes $62 million a year. He's not taking a salary.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope he's put some away. I sure hope if he's not taking any salary, I hope he's put something in the bank. All right, so don't forget, you can email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We'll read our emails as often as we can get to the segments here. We got a lot of good ones this week, too.
Yeah, both, let's see what our fans say.
Yeah, the fans are starting to agree with you, too. And don't forget to follow us when we're on Facebook Live and on YouTube Live and on Roku and on Tiki Live and at crntalk.live. We're on Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline. We're also on CRN Talk. Thanks for joining us here. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, our huge American icon, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You're burning them up here at our Facebook Live stream here, YouTube, Tiki Live, Roku, also at Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN Talk. Denisha says, wants to know if you were talking about this. She wants to know if you saw The Last Dance and your thoughts about it. What was your thought?
I saw the first two episodes.
Yeah,
I missed last Sunday.
It's on demand. You can catch it on your TV on demand.
Yeah,
you have on demand.
Well, ESPN replays it too, I think.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. Anytime you can get someone to come on in and be allowed to cover stuff like this.
Yes.
Get behind the scenes and show personalities. And I think it's very interesting stuff. It doesn't happen. We're not certainly going to go over to IBM and do the same thing over there.
Yeah, you know? Thank you, Denise. That's good. Bev says, happy with the Sports Lounge. Dan says, uniforms, guys. He's from Tucson. Dan, he wants to know about the new Rams logo. You've talked about this in past shows. Tell Dan what you think.
It stinks. It stinks, Dan, and it's not going to unstink. And the embarrassment is when they run out, whenever they run out, onto that new AstroTurf field with that terrible helmet. It's just terrible. I'm the first guy to say if something's good.
Paul,
I look for excellence, and I want my old team, the team of my youth.
I
want them
back.
To look sharp when they come out.
We've got some on our screens here. When you see it, when we go to breaks, you can check it out, the old logo. Paula says, thanks for keeping it real, Fred. And she says it's herd mentality that's going on out there. A lot of people are agreeing with us here that you're getting a little fed up, Fred.
Well, look, I mean, and it's certainly within reality to know that what we're talking about is absolutely factual.
True. Bruce says the mainstream media is a business. Ray says the virus is a gift to the Democrats. Kendra saying a lot of facets to this whole coronavirus pandemic. Time will tell all, will reveal all. Bruce says we should have government-issued cones of silence so we can chat. He says Bruce says we need a two-hour show. So a lot of comments out there from everybody. Now, Roger Goodell, we mentioned this here. What I'm talking about. In response to the coronavirus pandemic, Fred, the NFL commissioner, your friend, I've seen you talk to him at many of the football days. You two have gotten together.
He's a good guy. I like Roger.
He's voluntarily requested to not take any compensation, reduced it to zero. Anybody under $100,000 still getting paid, but the reductions begin at 5% for manager-level staffers. It rises to 7% for directors, 10% for vice presidents, 12% for senior vice president, and on and on. But he's not taking anything at all. Now, he did do the draft. Did you watch the draft? And apparently there's the history of booing, and they boo this poor guy when he comes out there.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't one of those that booed, were you?
Well, no.
No.
Where was he? He was at home.
He was at his house, and he got booed.
And he got booed at his house?
Yeah, thanks to the internet. It's the internet.
His girlfriend or somebody?
Something.
Somebody was in the backyard booing him.
Now, let's talk some baseball here a little bit, if we can. And there's a lot of football news here. Just it's starting to go crazy. But here's the deal. So the Major League Baseball, they've got a lot of plans. Is there three divisions with an East Coast, a West Coast, and a Central? Is there those three 10-team divisions? So there'd be 10 teams in each division. And they're wondering this. Opening day has been pushed back, obviously, but they don't know when it's going to start. And what do you think about all this? I mean, I think we should start, but would you like the three-division 10-team? My worry is once they do it, they're going to probably keep it.
Well,
I would don't know if I like the National and the American. They'd get rid of the National and the American leagues for this year and realign the divisions based on geography. So you'd play the same teams. The Eastern Division would presumably maybe be in Florida, West Coast in Arizona, Central Division maybe in Texas.
Look, it's clear, folks. People make these types of decisions given the opportunity to save money. That's what this is. They restructure it so all the teams, you know, teams in Texas have to travel much less. You know, you can engineer this thing where you're paying nothing for travel. You're paying nothing for baseballs or baseball bats. You're paying nothing. It's a way of they could go back to the way that it is right now and just pick up, just scrape off 65 games and start wherever that game was going to be. And let's get on with it.
They're going to try and do about 100 games, they say, if they can get this thing going.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to play in one area, though, because I think a lot of the veterans want to spend time, the players want to spend time with their families. And if they're sequestered in a hotel for a period of time, I mean, you mentioned how many times can you play the same team over and over again?
Well, they give it a good shot. They pay each team in their division. Dodgers play the Padres and the Giants and
Yankees, Red Sox.
They play them 20 times a year, 19, 20 times a year.
Well, there'd be more now,
it's
wouldn't
boring.
There?
It's boring playing the Padres 20 freaking times. That's 20 freaking times you got to watch.
No offense to our listeners in San Diego.
We're not aiming it at these people. No, I mean, you know, we're aiming it at the team. The team is winning 75 games.
Are you a fan of interleague play? Do you like that?
No.
I don't either.
Even though
it's great to see the Dodgers and Yankees play or the Red Sox and the Giants, whatever it works out to be.
One of the reasons
you have a World Series.
That's
right?
One of the reasons that you have a lot of issues today in baseball is because they went to the whip too soon. They said, we're going to give the Dodgers and the Yankees at the halfway part of the season, we're going to have a 3-game series in each city, and that'll spruce up and really pump up the excitement of the league.
Yeah.
And after that's over with, you got to go back to the normal humdrums of everyday and Major League Baseball play. What you do is you just cut the teams down. You cut the games down. They're playing 162 games. Play 140 games. You know, play some doubleheaders. Whatever happened to that? People used to love doubleheaders. I'd ride my motorcycle down the freeway to go watch.
You get more money if you have a separate game.
Well, but again, all of this stuff is geared towards how can we scrape more money out of the sport? And when you do that, you have to live with the residue of what you've got. And what you have is a lot of boredom.
He's on fire today, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Fred Dreyer. Don't forget to email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-UBRELVY. Sponsored by Allergan.
Back in the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, Kendra, Bruce Beverly, Denisha. they all say and expand the show. Denson joined us from the United Kingdom, the UK. He says, good morning.
Cheerio.
Other people saying chemistry wasn't the same on Hunter when Stephanie Kramer left. Season 7, not as good as the other seasons, people saying.
That's right. That's correct.
So, okay, and the Pittsburgh Pirates are in the news, and apparently they're cutting back some of the benefits there a little bit, right? Is that correct as far as the pension funds? Have you heard about that?
Yeah, that's what they say they're doing. They're not making contributions.
They're not making the contributions into it.
You know, here it is right here. Hold on.
Yeah, you got the story.
Pirates become first Major League Baseball team to suspend retirement benefits for baseball operations staff.
Yep.
So they just decided, hey, look, we want to take as much money as we possibly can and give it to people in their paychecks instead of putting it in the kitty for your retirement.
They've stopped their fellowship and internship programs too a little bit. So
yeah,
trying to kind of combine everything together. Also, Manny Ramirez, is he going to be playing in Taiwan? Is that the story that's coming up?
That seems to be the case.
47 years of age, returning to Taiwan. Apparently, the Chinese Professional Baseball League in Taiwan. He briefly played there in 2013. He had an interview that was published
7 years ago
in the Taiwan Times. In 2013, he played there, and he told the newspaper he hopes to land a roster spot. So they have bat burgers over there, I think, during the seventh inning stretch, I think.
Well, actually, you can catch your own out in center field.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
you could do
that's
that.
What you can do.
All right, so we got that going then.
Oh, by the way, you know, it's been 7 years since he's played organized baseball, Manny, and he's going to go back there and give it a shot. And he's doing the Babe Ruth post-Yankee greatness tour, where he comes out and coaches and plays, and people get to see him. And he gets to wave, and they'll pay these guys. I mean,
if you
can suit up, they'll give them $5 million or
your
whatever.
Thoughts on that? Please email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. But the email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Do you have a story to share? Your story. Lifetime Private Autobiography Services can help. We will interview you by video or phone to get your memories in your words using your pictures. Our staff of talented writers will then recreate your story into a beautifully handcrafted book. You'll receive 10 individual copies for friends and family to enjoy for generations to come. Visit privateautobiography.com to schedule a free consultation. Mention this ad for a bonus audio recording from your personal interviews. To get started, visit privateautobiography.com or call 844-921-2802. That's 844-921-2802. Remember and be remembered with this gift of a lifetime.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you,
but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
In the sports lounge, yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Beverly says, hey, always happy to be here on the show. She says, always fun to watch the program. A lot of comments there. We're on SiriusXM Channel 211. We're on Sports Byline on all their great radio affiliates. We're on CRN Digital Talk radio affiliates. And we're also on video, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. You name it, we're there. Roku, Tiki Live, CRN Talk, and everything there.
We're
in
all
between.
Over the place, folks.
Now, some comments coming in, Fred. Paul from Illinois says, Fred, you are spot on. She says it's ridiculous what the mainstream media is telling us. She's a little perturbed about that.
Well, look, it's a terrible thing, you know, to witness any type of regression in everyday life. And it's one thing to have 9/11, two airplanes hit the building, and we have to lock the country down and do accordingly, and that's fine. Okay, I get all that. And then you get the no wearing shoes, and then you have all the politicization of all the behavior, all the connective tissue, I call it, in life. And, you know, it's like a guy, a battery gets hit with a beam ball, whether it's on purpose or accident. Now we have to, you know, now we can't throw inside. Now we have to make an adjustment to something. And it's frustrating because in this instance, you know, we're not dealing, you know, we're being told we're dealing with life and death. We're not dealing with death any more than, you know, how many people fell off of a bridge this week? How many people were in a car crash? You know, how many people, got a gum infection and passed away suddenly? You know, you're not going to prevent people from living and dying in a world that is as complicated and fast forward as this one is. You know, go to the game. If you don't want to go to the Dodger game and sit next to people and be around them and sneeze and do all that,
stay home.
Then you just stay home.
Exactly.
That's all you do.
You watch it on TV. I would, if you're at risk, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, that's what you do. And you don't punish everybody based on faulty numbers. And that's what this is. The politic of the WHO, global politics,
World Health Organization,
is all based on debasing the American economy because it is driving the world.
Now, 8 weeks ago, we were told not to wear masks. You know, we can't, they're not going to be effective. Now, everybody's got to wear a mask. We got to Kendra, who was, I believe, in Illinois. I'm not sure she didn't say, but she said she was kicked out of a store because she didn't look down. And apparently, when you're in the stores now, you got to follow the arrow and go through the aisles only one way. You got to go this way. And then if you go to the next aisle, you got to go back the other way. So you can't pass each other in the stores. And she got kicked out and they were a little rough with her. And
what does that have to do?
Well, you're spacing out. You can't be near
anything. That's just total BS.
Okay, I'm just saying what
but you know it is.
I know.
Well, then say what you think over here.
I think it's, you know, it's just kind of crazy a little. Pamela in Georgia says hello. She says it's a madhouse. But they, in Georgia, they've opened up now. Haven't they started to get things going again a little bit?
They started to crack into it.
Yeah, Ray in Florida says you can't walk on the sand in Florida.
Can't walk on the sand.
You can't walk on the sand in Florida.
Yeah, well, there you have it. There's your freedom and liberty. Mark Levin, you know, talks about this all the time. And, you know, there's a fine line that's already been crossed weeks ago, months ago, with the idea of, hey, we've got an opportunity here to really change things around and control people. Let's see how far we can go. Why? We're going to create a business model here, ladies and gentlemen, using present-day stats that we've made up and using present-day death rates that we've made up, that we've convoluted with people who don't have the virus, that do have the virus, that have preconditioned illnesses, and we're going to use this in the future. We're going to develop this. You want to know why we're going to use it in the future? Because we can. We can get away with it, and that's what they do. They're going to get away with this. They're going to get away with so much stuff here. You know, when somebody told me, hey, Fred, you know, you're going to go to the airport to go see some friends of yours, you better get ready to take your shoes off. I said, what are you talking about? Yeah, they arrested the guy, the bad mad bomber. He has a shoe bomb. I said, this is like a Get Smart routine. This guy has a shoe bomb, and now everybody seriously has to take their freaking shoes off? Is this where we're going? Apparently so.
Well, straight ahead, we'll go on and do a break. Come back with more here. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, don't go away.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I always mention email Fred Dreyer at Fred Dreyer, that's D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. You're listening to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We're here every week at this time. Sports byline radio stations across the country. CRN Talk radio stations. Also, Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Also here with you on Facebook Live and YouTube and Tiki Live and Roku and everything else in between. Now, we got fan mail. Comes into Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN. That's Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com. Pamela sends pictures in this week, and she's got a picture. She says, you would enjoy seeing this off script, off TV. It's a candid photo of you with co-star Stephanie Kramer on the old Hunter show. Obviously, it's a location shoot, she said, probably around ?1989. And I wonder what you were telling her. He said, she always made me laugh on the show. So there is the picture of you guys getting together there. Tell us about what that's all about.
That looks like Pasadena to me.
Well, you're at some water sitting out there. Isn't there water or something?
No, I don't think so. We're on the roof of something.
Yeah, you're on the roof. It's not water.
We're standing on the water.
Black and white.
We're treading water. Yeah, I don't know where. I don't know for sure where that is. It looks like it's kind of like, you know what it is?
What is that?
The trestles that we're looking at remind me
that bridge.
Of the bridge in Pasadena that goes over, and just to the left or straight ahead here is the Rose Bowl.
You shot this whole thing in Southern California, obviously, with Hunter.
Yeah.
Michelle, on top of that, says, Fred, I always liked you on Hunter.
Thank you.
I had a big crush on you. It's funny because I was born in the 80s and started watching Hunter in 2006 when I was barely 21. My ex-boyfriend is the one that really got me interested in the show because he liked it a lot, and he had a crush on Stephanie Kramer. Uh-oh. I had a crush on you.
Oh, boy.
And she said it made her sad when Stephanie left the show. And Stephanie left, what, in the last season? What was that all about?
Yeah, she left after the 6th year.
Yeah, and?
And never came back.
Why did she leave?
She wanted to get on with her music career.
So she had a music career, singer, she wanted to do an album, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
She said that two ladies came on after her, and she said she liked...
Oh, well, yeah. That's you know something? This is what's interesting about life.
Yes.
You know, you have something good going.
Right.
And then, you get shaken a little bit because there's changes coming around. So one of the characters, Stephanie in this case, wants to leave and get on with life. Okay, that's one thing. Now, what do you do with that opening? There's an opening there.
That's true.
What we wanted to do was, those of us who wanted the show to go on, we wanted to do a, we wanted to kind of like the next year at the beginning of the 7th season, which would be our last contractual year, but we wanted to revive the show by making it what you see now in all the other police CAs, where Hunter now has a handful of extra super cops, and he goes out and he rounds up the bad guys, and then sometimes he's in court. And then sometimes he's battling the press. So he has multiple storylines.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do that. And they said, no. It's this whole thing that made the show is a man-woman relationship.
Oh, boy.
I said, no, but you're not getting it. You can have that every week if you want. You can pick out a female reporter from the Times or a judge or an attorney or whoever it might be. You can always put that in it, but you don't change the structure of the show because you think it has to be the relationship between a man and a woman. You know, I mean, it was just ridiculous. And unfortunately, we were under the gun to make some choices. I made a couple of choices that were not. I signed off on a couple of choices that were not good. And to no fault of the actresses, you know.
All right, Sherry wrote to you, Fred Dreyer at crndog.com. Yeah. What do you think of this story? She says, Major League Baseball to cut 42 minor league franchises. What's that all about? Have you heard about that?
I don't have the story.
Sherry, send us more information on that.
I don't know.
Kendra said, we need more people like Fred in charge of things who will hold people accountable.
Well, I think in the face of the failed political culture in this country and what's going on and how we're being attacked by the mainstream media, you know, when they take your president, I voted for him and I will vote for him again because he's the right person for the job. You can hem and haw and pick around all you want about what you think of people, but I want him to be the president because clearly he's a leader and he knows what to do. He's a businessman and he knows what to do. So when you see what the press is doing to your president and nobody cares about it other than, you know, a handful of people, you've got big problems in the culture, and that's where we're headed. I don't know. I rue the day. I said this to Mark Levin last year when I was on the show. You have no idea what's going to happen to this country after Trump leaves office. And believe me, brother, that could be a real nightmare.
All right, email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred will get to your emails, answer them for you on the air. And don't forget to join us every week at this time on the show. More coming up, so stay with us here. We got a little more baseball for you. Got some football news, so don't go wandering off here. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. It's the one and only Sports Lounge. And we cover all the things that you never hear on the other sports shows. We'll be back with more. Stay with us here on Sports Byline, CRN Talk, and Sirius XM Channel 211.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Final segment of the show. So Fred, Tom Brady,
yes,
was in an all-in-one challenge auction, and it included dinner or workout, and they raised $800,000. Now he's
wow.
with the Tampa Bay Bucks now,
yep.
And they were taking his jersey and his cleats. And anyway, a Tuesday night they had the all-in-one challenge, and his package was the largest by far. That he had over there, and the money went for Meals on Wheels, No Kid Hungry. That's pretty good. Tickets to the game, you got his first home game, tickets to the games, his jersey, his cleats, $800,000. Something else, huh?
And it goes to charity?
Yep. Russell Wilson, double date with Russell Wilson and his wife, Ciara, sold for $240,000. You know, Meek Mill's Rolls Royce Phantom sold for $320,000.
Who's that?
I don't know.
So a rapper?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, a game of horse and a courtside seats with Magic Johnson at an L.A. Lakers game, $220,000.
When are they going to come back to play?
I don't know. Golf with Bubba Watson and Denny Hamlin attending the Daytona 500 with Hamlin sold for $200,000. A week in Napa Valley, Screaming Eagle Winery sold.
Whoa.
Stan Kroenke owns that. His son Josh. Sold that for $160,000. And Super Bowl champion Eli Manning's Corvette, which he received as the game's MVP in 2012, $140,000.
Yeah, he still has that. You know what he could have done if he had been able to do it? Never put a mile on it. Put it in storage, and it would have been pristine, and it would have been some ticket right now, brother.
Really, right? Huh? Low mileage on that thing? Good?
No mileage. I'm saying that.
Yeah, the Vegas sports book says that the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, they're putting him at 999.5 rushing yards. If they have a season, I mean, come on. That's a tough bet to go on, right?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that.
You're not? Yeah, I'm not either. And so
he's a good quarterback, and if you think that they got a good team, they had a good draft, the Ravens, and he's a good quarterback, and this could be their year, I think, if they play.
That's our show for this week. Join us next week, same time here on SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline, CRN Talk. Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
I know you're sequestered out there, but God bless you.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.